Environmental movement is a nice example. 40 years ago, there were some people warning about threats to the environment, stuff like that. Now there's a huge movement of millions and millions of people organized in big organizations like Greenpeace and other ones. What can we learn from the environmental movement, and what are our pictures comparing to pictures like Chernobyl or dead ropes or other stuff? What helped people to understand that environmentalism is an important issue?
Well, one of the most important things about environmentalism was that it made everybody recognize how they were part of the story, right? So it wasn't a movement that tried to say there are good people and bad people and we gotta, you know, get rid of the bad people and celebrate the good people. It wasn't just a bunch of tree huggers out there. The environmental movement succeeded when it got businesses to recognize that they had an interest in the environment too. And it got conservatives to realize that there was a certain principle of environmentalism that, you know, expressed certain conservative values. So in the environmentalism context, you know, one of the reasons why you oppose pollution, you know, translated into the language of pure economics, is the polluter is imposing a cost on society which he hasn't paid for. And that's inefficient. It's just inefficient, right? It's not morally good or bad. You can say it's just inefficient. And once you begin to see it like that, then you can bring together different political perspectives advancing this common goal of regulation to preserve the environment. That's the same thing that has to happen in the context of what I think of as the free culture movement. People have to recognize there's an environmentalism here. You know, so we've got to protect the environment of read-only and read-write. They have to be able to coexist. And we do that by getting people to recognize that this is not just a simple political issue of left versus right. But instead, there are people on the left and the right who should be able to agree about the general framework and begin to work out how we implement it. You know, I think the equivalence to the pictures of Chernobyl, you know, is the picture of the couch potato, right? There's a wonderful Apple ad, the 1984 ad when they were launching their Macintosh, which has this image of all these people, you know, evoked from the book 1984, sitting before a big telescreen, and they're sitting there as these clones all just watching. And that's the image of, you know, Chernobyl for us, for our culture. Like the idea of these couch potatoes just consuming what's fed to them, not having any ability to interact or to produce or create in response, is the equivalent of a dead culture, right? And we need those images to kind of drive us to how we could build a more participatory culture in response.